What was Uncle Monty talking about? I'm afraid I don't quite follow you, Klaus said, which is the polite way of saying, What are you talking about, Uncle Monty?
Last night, after you went to bed, Stefano asked me a few too many questions about all the snakes and about my upcoming expedition, and do you know why?
I think so, Violet began, but Uncle Monty interrupted her.
It is because this man who is calling himself Stefano, he said, is really a member of the Herpetological Society. And he is here to try and find the incredibly deadly viper so he can preempt my presentation. Do you three know what the word preempt means?
No, Violet said, but...
It means that I think this Stefano is going to steal my snake, Uncle Monty said, and present it to the Herpetological Society. Because it is a new species, there's no way I can prove I discovered it. Before we know it, the incredibly deadly viper will be called the Stefano snake, or something dreadful like that. And if he's planning that, just think what he will do to our Peruvian expedition. Each toad we catch, each venom sample we put into a test tube, each snake interview we record, every scrap of work we do, will fall into the hands of this Herpetological Society spy.
He's not a Herpetological Society spy, Klaus said impatiently. He's Count Olaf.
Oh, I know just what you mean, Uncle Monty said excitedly. This sort of behaviour is indeed as dastardly as that terrible man's. That is why I'm doing this.
He raised one hand and waved the folded papers in the air.
As you know, he said, tomorrow we are leaving for Peru. These are our tickets for the 5 o'clock voyage on the Prospero, a fine ship that will take us across the sea to South America. There's a ticket for me, one for Violet, one for Klaus, one for Stefano, but not one for Sunny, because we're going to hide her in a suitcase to save money.
Depot.
I'm kidding about that. But I'm not kidding about this.
Uncle Monty, his face flushed with excitement, took one of the folded papers and began ripping it into tiny pieces.
This is Stefano's ticket. He's not going to Peru with us after all. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to tell him that he needs to stay here and look after my specimens instead. That way, we can run a successful expedition in peace.
But Uncle Monty, Klaus said,
how many times must I remind you it's not polite to interrupt?
Uncle Monty interrupted, shaking his head.
In any case, I know what you're worried about. You're worried what will happen if he stays here alone with the incredibly deadly viper. But don't worry. The viper will join us on the expedition, travelling in one of our snake-carrying cases. I don't know why you're looking so glum, Sonny. I thought you'd be happy to have the viper's company. So don't look so worried, Bambini. As you can see, your Uncle Monty has the situation in hand.
When somebody is a little bit wrong, say when a waiter puts non-fat milk in your espresso macchiato instead of low-fat milk, it is often quite easy to explain to them how and why they are wrong. But if somebody is surpassingly wrong, say when a waiter bites your nose instead of taking your order, you can often be so surprised that you are unable to say anything at all. Paralyzed by how wrong the waiter is, your mouth would hang slightly open and your eyes would blink over and over, but you would be unable to say a word. This is what the Baudelaire children did. Uncle Monty was so wrong about Stefano in thinking he was a herpetological spy rather than Count Olaf that the three siblings could scarcely think of a way to tell him so.